Now, these days, your kid can get famous on YouTube for having water sprayed at him, for being duped about his Halloween candy, and for being high off laughing gas. But what if your child gets famous on the internet for being an absolute genius on the banjo? Well, that's how Johnny, Robbie and Tommy, known as the Sleepy Man Banjo Boys, came into the spotlight. They're 10, 14 and 15 years old, respectively. After appearing on YouTube, they got calls from pretty much all the big talk shows in the US. Their first album, America's Music, was released in September 2011, and it sold over 7,500 copies. In October 2012, they released their second album, The Farthest Horizon. Well, my colleague, Jerry Sullivan, has been speaking to them.
I'm Tommy, I'm 15 and I play guitar.
I'm Johnny and I'm 10 and I play the banjo.
I'm Robbie and I'm 14 and I play the fiddle.
So, how did all three of you end up playing these instruments?
My brother got into fiddling from a fiddling book, and then I started backing him up, and then I eventually switched over to acoustic. And then all of a sudden, Johnny was like, hey, there's something missing. We need banjo. So he's like, I'll play the banjo.
And so why did each of you decide on the instruments that you chose?
I was kind of into rock, and I just kind of thought, I guess, guitar was the cool thing to go back then.
In me, I guess I've always just liked the violin. The reason I started was probably because I've always liked listening to fiddle players. And I like that style. It's like fast bowing and stuff like that. My first teacher was actually starting me on classical violin, and I wasn't enjoying it as much. The reason I liked that fiddling style, and then she decided to give me a fiddling book, which I really liked. From then on, when I started the fiddling style, I just got a lot more passionate about it.
And Johnny, what was it about the banjo that made you think, yeah, this is the instrument for me?
Well, I liked how it was really happy sounding. And I like how you can play really fast with it.
So you have these three instruments. Why then did you think, right, bluegrass? What was it about bluegrass that you may think this is definitely the music for us?
Johnny said that we heard it in Earl Scruggs' Cripple Creek on YouTube. Cripple Creek is a common bluegrass song, and we all thought it was like a really neat style. It was very uplifting as opposed to rock, which these days is a little, doesn't make you feel great.
We just thought it was a really cool style of music.
We like how it's American too. It's not from a different country. We like how it originated in America.
I was told that your plans are to take bluegrass mainstream.
Yeah, I think that would be a really cool idea. Instead of a lot of artists today are, merging into a different genre, I think it would be cool if we could take bluegrass to, mainstream, to all those people who listen to rock but have never really got a chance to test bluegrass out. The whole brother connection is nice, too, because we get to practice every day with each other. I mean, we're not perfect. We definitely fight sometimes, but it's nice that we're brothers, so we don't have to go to someone's house to practice. We could probably get a lot better that we're brothers like this.
What is it that you think that people are so surprised by? Just kind of the level of skill that you all have, or the fact that you're so young? So what is it that you think actually makes people just kind of go, wow?
I think it's kind of that combined, that Johnny's so young. He's only 10, but he's plays as good as an adult banjo player.
And too, the banjo, just the sound of the banjo it makes, like, it's just very fast and just overwhelming for some people who've never heard it before.
And so what are your plans now? Because obviously you're still going through education and things like that. How do you balance it all up?
Well, yeah, we're actually homeschooled, so we have a lot of good flexibility for traveling each year. We're not going to go too crazy because we're still kids, but we're going to have fun playing some festivals and events this year.
What do your parents make of this? They must be thrilled.
Yeah, they are. It was a very good idea that they had to start us each on whatever instrument we wanted instead of piano, just because we got more used to the instrument and we really...
More passionate about
it. Yeah.
And what do you make of all of these opportunities? Was this something that you had ever thought about, or is this just kind of completely blow you away?
We'd never thought when we were putting videos on YouTube a couple of years ago that this was ever going to happen. We just thought it was, for the grandparents, everyone would like it, but we never knew anything like this would happen. So it's pretty amazing.
What would you say to anybody of your age or older if they wanted to get involved with music?
I think a good teacher is a good way to start. You find someone who knows about the style and start learning from them. And then, you know, obviously the key to success is to practice a lot. If you don't practice a lot, you'll never get better. And I also think listening to whatever style of music you're pursuing helps too, because if you listen to that music enough, you'll eventually get the feel for it.
And another thing too is just to really do what you're most passionate about.
Johnny, Robbie and Tommy talking to Jerry Sullivan there.